We've all had patients that have maybe dropped out of care for various different reasons, but this has removed care from everybody.
Yes.
And it's made them want it more. Good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you, my brother. Thank you so much for coming on live with me. I was so excited when you said you could make it. I was like, oh, that's awesome. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, for those that don't know you, where you're practicing now and how it's been and how you guys have managed to, A, if you have stayed operational or maybe not, or what the plans are? Just give us a bit of a lay of the land.
Well, for those that don't know me, I'm in practice in Northern Ireland, just south of Belfast. I've been in practice 20 years this year. It's hard to believe, but the old grey hairs are maybe showing up more than...
You've got no sympathy for me, my brother. At least you've got grey hair.
So, yes, it's been really, really strange. You know, when everything started to go in a weird direction, politically and economically and practice wise, you know, there was definitely a lot of fear around about what to do, what's going to happen if we're all locked in. And we're working, myself and Kira are working with you very diligently at the moment. And we had worked with you last year, the year before, and we took a little bit of a break. But as soon as this whole situation came, we were like, gotta get back on with Ryan. So I'm not gonna lie to you. We're totally motivated, and yeah, it's been the best decision to be working with you again.
Tell me what, when you say motivated, I'm interested to hear, like, just from a practice perspective, what's happened, like, from an emotional perspective for you? Have you made most of the break? And have you joined that? Has having a break lit a fire somewhere that maybe wasn't there? I'd love to hear your perspective on that. Like, yeah, for those of that, what's that done for you and Kira, having this break or having your livelihood taken away from you potentially? I'd love to know what emotions you've been dealing with and how and what's been happening there for you guys.
I think initially it was a fear of what the heck is going on here. And it's like, you know, you have to gravitate to those people that you know are going to serve you and look after you. And, you know, I knew straight away, you're so good with your strategies and your details. And I thought, I have to be close to this again. So, you know, since we've been locked in, we haven't been sitting on our backsides, you know.
No, you guys have been working hard. What have you been doing? What do you have advice for practice owners? What have you guys been, what have you and Kira been focusing on now?
We've been doing the phone calls, phoning our practice members. We've been doing videos, live Facebooks, you know, with practice members, getting a lot of engagement and, you know, trying to give a positive message out to the practice members, you know, that this too will pass and, you know, don't get drawn into it all and, you know, and communicating with them and just trying to have a little bit of sanity because, you know, with the media, if you're watching the news all the time, it can really, really bring you down. So as far as communication was concerned, we've been emailing them loads. We've been telling them every step what we're doing, what the changes are, and the changes on the changes. Yeah. And if the changes change, you know, and just really trying to keep people up to date with everything that's been going on in the practice and just be open and be honest and say, well, we don't really know either. And we're here for you. And as soon as we did open our doors again, so many people were like, oh my goodness, thank God yous are open.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, I'm palpating people today for the, you know, the first time they've maybe had an adjustment in 6, 7, 8 weeks. And honestly, from a chiropractor's perspective, a lot of these people feel as if they haven't been adjusted in 6 months or a year.
There's
so much tension, there's so much fear, and you know, they're physically feeling it as well. So that's been good.
Brian, that's interesting what you said, and I don't know if you can relate to this. Had a very interesting conversation with my brother during this week, and we're open fully, if you will, for the first week next week, and it's been amazing. And yeah, we're down a bit on capacity, but we've got a great a great week planned ahead. And my brother said this to me. He said, nothing has made him realize, nothing's made him realize more just how valued we are in the thing we do by the response people have had by saying, hey, listen, you know, we open X or this date, et cetera. And he said one line that I thought was very powerful. He said, listen, I don't care how much someone likes me right now, for people to still want to come in and in the fear that the marketplace is putting out there from the media, et cetera, you've got to have an incredible product to even be positioned like that. And it was interesting, the conversation we had was just like so much on, it was even, if you ever doubted what an incredible thing we do, isn't it amazing that, yeah, like we're in an industry where you touch people for a living, and there is a pandemic going around, and many of the practices are like, when you phone people, it's like, I can't. And my brother told me a story about one guy who's essentially lost his job. And he said, which he's going to see a lot now. And he's, when my brother phoned him to come into practice, he said, listen, I can't wait to come and get adjusted. And I'll be honest with you, I've lost my job. But I said to my wife, I would rather, so he actually said it as a tongue-in-cheek joke. He said, I'd rather starve than miss my adjustment. And it was humbling. My brother heard it and he was like, obviously he said it's a joke and obviously no one would choose it. But it was just really positioning the fact that, you know, what we add to the marketplace is incredible. And when we're not there, we miss it. I don't care how much someone likes it. It's not just about that. It's about the thing we do, you know, the adjustment and how we help people, yeah, and how we help them vibrate at a different level. So I just thought it was such an interesting concept, you know. Have you had any of that?
Oh, completely. You know, I think we've all had patients that have maybe dropped out of care for various different reasons, but this has removed care from everybody.
Yes.
And it's made them want it more.
Yeah.
You know, there's people that were like, oh my goodness, you know, you're the only person that's laid your hands, touched me in like 8 weeks. And, you know, from that perspective, you know, we're people that, you know, who interact, we touch each other. It's very, very important. And this social distancing has been, you know, it's been a real challenge for people as well. And for those people that have been coming in, I've been blown away about how much they've said they've missed their adjustments.
Yeah, cool. Hey, listen, well, I know those of you who don't know much about Brian and Kira, they run an incredible practice in Ireland. And more than anything, you guys are warriors. I know that even through this, you know, you've been serving people even in situations where it's been difficult to serve, and it's been fun to see you guys continue to run your business the way you have, etc. And I'll probably ask you for one little tip. I mean, you may be a little bit ahead of the curve, depending on where someone's watching this in the world. What's your one thing? You know, if you had to say someone like, at least make sure you do this, like, you know, make sure you, whether it's, what was the thing that you really think when you and Kira look back at this period, if you look back, what's the one thing you think like, oh, I'm so, if we hadn't have done that, it might've been a different story. And what tip do you have for someone?
Yeah. Keep in contact with whatever way you can stay in contact, whether it's email, whether it's a Loom video, a personal call, whatever it is, people need to know that you're there for them and that you care. And, you know, it's the perfect time to literally talk to people and say, how are you doing? You know, no ulterior motive. You know, how are you doing?
Let me ask you a question. Have you had a phone call from any other business that you do business with?
Nope.
And what's interesting about that, everyone listens to this right now. I don't care what business you run. The fact that you are going to be just, I promise you, by picking up the phone, by Brian said something called a Loom video. That's just a way to send someone a video. Check it out. I think it's loom.com. You get to send someone a video. And it's one of the tips we've been talking about in our Inner Circle group via email. But there's a little tip of that, Brian, and I know you do this really, really well, this is not a time for generic videos across to the whole database. This is time for someone to hear their name.
Absolutely. You got to make it personal. You got to speak to them because you're going to know more about them, you know, ask about their loved ones, ask about their kids, use that time because everybody's in the same situation. And to get a little message from somebody, you know, we're still like handwriting our birthday cards and sending those out. And, you know, in a time where everything is digital, you know, even just to get a birthday card through the post is, you know, I think is really, really important. So
that's definitely important. I think we spoke a lot about this is now you want to be showing up where, first of all, there's two parts to this. You need to show up at least where everybody else is. You need to at least have the basics in a business. Like right now, if you're not doing any videos and you've not if you don't have certain elements on Facebook and social media, you are going to be, it's more about social proof and where you fit into the marketplace. For instance, if someone goes to a YouTube channel, there better be videos there, and it just decreases your credibility when they don't. So at least you've got to be showing up there. But I think even more powerful than that is showing up where people are not prepared to show up. And most people are not prepared to write the handwritten letter.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? And that just goes back to giving, you know, giving a damn and serving your clients more than most people would, you know?
Absolutely, 100%. I have a whole list of different things that I've been doing. There's so much. I think the one thing for us was if there's any changes that need to be made in your practice, strategically, now is the time. things are, you know, maybe getting back into practice, and it's like don't lose this opportunity because you've got time to change your
offer. We may never get this again, hey Brian. We may never get this done.
Yeah, exactly. And it's so much time, you know, working on books, working on Infusionsoft, working on new practice hub, like so much to do. If you get a chance, so I have to tell this. I did a little home video of me adjusting my son in our living room, and we just recorded it on our iPhone, and I just said, hey guys, you know, because there's lots of different videos out there of people getting adjusted, and I thought, I'm just going to do it from my perspective. This is what I look for when somebody comes in, you know, for local people. If you've never seen a chiropractic adjustment, it's had nearly 58,000 views.
Wow.
57.8, I think, so far.
You know, I there's so many things I could go down and talk about. One is, you know, sometimes this, there's a mentor that I have, Mac Newton, and I've done a lot of his stuff in America, and he always says that a crisis is sometimes the universe's way of forcing change, where change was trying to happen. So let me ask you this. Had you ever done a video like that prior to this lockdown?
Never. And do you know what? I would have – it's bizarre because I would have had patients coming in going, oh, I seen this guy adjusting somebody on Facebook, and I thought, oh, I really need that. And I thought, you know what? Why not? Let me do it from my perspective. You know, and I have had new patients directly come in from going, oh, I seen you adjusting your son, and that looks exactly what I need. You know, and I just thought, you know, fantastic. So, yeah, it's making us change. And it's making us change for the better. Good habits.
Oh, Brian, that's amazing. I'm so proud of you guys. I love working with you, and I love seeing you serve the way you do. You've got such servant hearts, and it's just amazing to see what you, yourself and Kara do in your practice and the way you care about your clients and everything. It's just incredible. And just the way you've really hustled now in this period. And I know that you wouldn't mind anyone reaching out to you and if they needed any help. You know, that's what it's all about right now. I also want to say this a little, I might embarrass Brian here a little bit. I tell you what, Brian plays a mean guitar. So Brian, I've got a little tip for you. You know how everyone's coming out with videos and they change the words to popular jingles? That I right now is the best time in the history to do that.
Okay.
And you came on a song about health, chiropractic, COVID-19, etc. Oh man, it'll blow up online, especially with your clients. So there's a little challenge for you. I'll let you go though, dude. Listen, thank you so much for jumping on live with me. I really appreciate it. And I know that if it isn't possible for someone to not have listened to what we've just spoken about and not have got incredible tips for their business. So I love and appreciate you, brother.
Great. Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, bro. See you soon. Hey everyone, thanks for watching the video. I hope it was helpful. I hope that it gave you value. And during this time, I can tell you right now, there's certain strategies that will change your business, change the course of your financial income and impact income and abundance for the rest of the year. And we are holding a 3-part live masterclass with guests and friends of mine, Les Brown, Ryan Tracy, and Dr. John DeMartini. We're doing 3-hour masterclasses. I'm going to teach you everything we're doing to launch and relaunch your practice
at the back end of what has been a devastating impact on all businesses. So please join us, click on the link. I'm gonna give you everything I got. I've also got a free Facebook group for only for this period where I can teach into it and give you bonuses. So click on the link, I'll see you there.